Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
2 minutes after 4 a.m., here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours, the one you want to attend. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. We now know who the Knicks' opponent will be in the Eastern Conference Finals, and it is music to my ears. It is the Cavs, which means a few things. Number one, the Knicks have home court. And game one will be, believe it or not, tomorrow night. We've waited a long time. We don't have to wait much longer. It will be tomorrow night as we've entered Monday morning for most people listening right now. Maybe this is still your Sunday night, and God bless if it is. Maybe you had a fun Sunday night. But for a lot of people, you're waking up now, you're hearing my voice. It is Monday morning. Tomorrow is Tuesday. The game is at 8 p.m., which is across the board. As you know, I am, Tommy, the fountain of information. So I'm here to give you information. Every single game in this series will start at 8 p.m. That includes Memorial Day, which I thought maybe they would start that game a little bit earlier because Memorial Day weekend, obviously, and you can get it kick-started down the shore at the hallowed halls of DJs. The legendary DJs, Boomer and Gio, will be out there with Al. They'll be out there with Jerry, Eddie Scazzeri, as he says goodbye to WFAN. That's his final show. The legendary salt of the earth, Eddie Scazzeri. Responsible for my radio career, so go blame him. You got a very long weekend ahead of you. By Monday night, it's barbecuing, it's beaches, it's the shore, it's the Hamptons. If you're lucky enough to either have a boat or know somebody that has a boat, it's a big weekend for that, although the weather is looking a little dicey. But 70s by Sunday, Monday. By Monday night, you're looking probably to call it an earlier night. So I thought maybe that game would start around 7, maybe even 6, it does start at 8, which is more like 8:15. Which means Al Dukes will see about a quarter of that game, possibly. He'll see the opening tip and then he'll go to bed. But for people like me that keep after hours, 8 o'clock, that's right in my wheelhouse. But it starts tomorrow, and it starts at Madison Square Garden. And I'll just say this. The Knicks are going to make short work of the Cavs. This series is over in 5. The Cavs are soft, especially their front court. Mobley and Allen are soft. James Harden is a sports loser. I love Donovan Mitchell. I won't say anything bad about him. But overall, this Cavs team, who has now played back-to-back seven-game series, it's going to wear on them. It's going to catch up to them. And this is the series where it does. And like I said, James Harden is a sports loser. When you get in bed with this guy, when you do business with this guy, he is going to torpedo your team. He is ultimately going to sink it. It hasn't happened yet, but it's about to. The Knicks are better. The Knicks are more experienced. They're deeper. They're playing historical, dominant basketball. They are a runaway freight train. And unfortunately for the Cavs, they're about to get in the way of that train. The Knicks are going to roll. They're going to make quick, short work of the Cavs. This series will be over in five. And we will be sitting here next week talking about, for the first time in decades, the Knicks in the NBA Finals. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Coming up later this hour, I want to shed a little light on something that is being overlooked in my estimation. We here on After Hours, we like to find these type of stories that isn't getting the attention that it deserves. And it has to do with Juan Soto. And it's one of those things that will cut into the narrative that he is a bad teammate, that he doesn't love being a Met, that he's not embracing the youth movement, or the comeback kids, as I'm calling them, led by Benj and Ewing. And isn't it fitting that the Mets call up a player with the last name Ewing at the same time the Knicks are going back to the Eastern Conference Finals, and the synergy of the orange and blue, the last name Ewing, and we still got to get AJ and Patrick to a Knick game together. Just like Kevin McGonigal on the Tigers and our very own Chris McGonigal, they have to go to lunch together. Really, all four of them should go out for a cappuccino and then go to a Knick game. That's what I would like to see. But I love the synergy of the orange and blue, both last names Ewings. The Knicks are making a march to the finals, and the Mets, the comeback kids, A.J. Ewing, not only his play on the field, but good luck charm, because they've been playing great ever since he got called up. 5-1 homestand, 10-5 in May. Coming off their best win of the year. Best series win of the year as well. It's no coincidence. But yeah, someone's got to set that up. A.J. and Patrick to go to a Knick game. Or at least go out to lunch or dinner or something. But I think having them at the Garden, if the schedules will allow it, I don't memorize the schedules like a lunatic like Evan. I have no idea. I know like the next series for the Mets. And then after that, I'm not going to memorize this stuff. Do you need me to? If you need me, if you need me as the audience out there, if you need me to tell you who the Mets are playing, 60 games from now, then I'm just not your guy. I could tell you next series, maybe the series after that. That's about it. So I don't know if the schedules are going to line up. If they do, great. Get AJ out. I'm sure he's a basketball fan. And why wouldn't he embrace what's going on at Madison Square Garden? It's going to be a tough ticket, that's for sure. Every actor that ever acted in The Sopranos is going to want to be at Madison Square Garden for the next two series. We know that. There's only so many seats. Because this is where you get, we know the regulars. We know the guys that are there and gals that are there all the time. My main man, Ben Stiller. Tracy Morgan. Spike. Fat Joe. To name a few. Every actor ever that appeared in The Sopranos. But this is where you might see a Bad Bunny. This is where you might see a Nicki Minaj. You will get this round, you will get the people that have not gone to one Knick game all year. They're not even Knick fans. They just want to be there. That's what makes these playoff games at Madison Square Garden unlike anything else. Even LA, it makes it unlike anything you've ever seen. And it adds to the cachet and the pomp and circumstances of Knick playoff games. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mike in Merrick. What's up, Mike?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's happening?
Let's go, Knick.
Let's go.
Knick in four.
Oh, you're going for the sweep. Look at you, Mike. So you are not, I thought I was being a gentleman because I went with five, which is called a gentleman's sweep. Because I do love Donovan Mitchell. He has made the correct choice in his baseball fandom. I love me some Donovan Mitchell. So out of respect to Donovan, I wanted to go five. You, my friend, are just saying the heck with that. Knicks in four.
Yes, because the Knicks play at the Garden.
Yep.
Like you just said, tonight, Knicks are playing Cleveland tonight.
Well, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah. Win that game.
Yep.
That's 1-0.
That's one. Yep.
Win another one at the Garden.
2-0.
2-0.
So far, the math checks out. And you know what, though, Mike? The math, not only does the math check out, your analysis checks out because the Knicks have been unbelievable at the World's Most Famous this year. So that checks out. They've been great at home. I expect them to hold serve in both game and one and game two. So right now, we're sharing a brain. 2-0. Now, what about game three? What's going to happen there?
Knicks will win on the... Knicks are good on the road, too, anyway.
Yeah. So 3-0.
Yeah, they will go 3-0. And then win game four. That's four in a row right there.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. Let's just see how greedy you want to get. Will they win every single game by double digits?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Really? Okay, let's go a little higher, Bob, here then. Will they win every single game by 20 or more points?
Yes.
Come on! Will they win? All right, here's the big one, Mike. You ready? You sitting down? In this sweep that Mike and Merrick has set up, where the Knicks go 4-0, and they sweep, and they win every game by 20. Answer me this question, Mike. Will the Knicks win every game by...
Take the proofs. Take the proofs, baby.
Will they win every game by 30 points?
We own Cleveland.
Well, that's for sure. Now, they're soft. They're soft. They got James Harden on their team. Give me a break. I mean, come on.
We own them big. Like what they did in the regular season.
Well, yeah, for sure. Well, regular season a couple years ago in the playoffs. And I'm with you. I love that you're going out on the 4-0 limb. I went 5-0, like I said, gentlemen, out of respect to Donovan Mitchell. You're going 4-0. You're not alone in that camp. But here's the bottom line, Mike. Whether it's 4, whether it's 5, and even if it somehow got the 6, bottom line is this. The Knicks are getting through. They're going to the NBA Finals. Start making plans for next round. It's the first time in decades, so start the celebration for sure. They're beating this Cleveland team.
Oh, yes. They're going to play better than Detroit.
Yeah.
Pistons.
Yep. Well, listen, Mike, the deal is this. Detroit, as far as what they did in Game 7, absolutely gutless, pathetic, embarrassing, any superlative in a negative way that you want to use, arguably the worst performance in a Game 7 by any one seed in the history of the league. It was just, they were booed out of the building down 30 in the fourth quarter by their home fans. And those were supposed to be the big bad Pistons. That was the team that was supposed to stop our Knicks, Mike. They got booed out of the building.
I know that. You know why?
They suck.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm going to give you a good reason.
Why is that?
The Knicks has a better defense.
Well, of course. No doubt.
The Knicks could stop those guys.
Completely.
Inside the rim.
Well, you know what they say, Mike? You know what the old NBA guys say? A great defense is a great offense. The Knicks have both, though. They are playing outstanding on both ends of the floor. Offensively and defensively. I give you the net rating, but who cares about it? I see this all the time. Their net rating. Net rating. If I brought that up at a bar, what would happen to me? I'd get punched in the face if I brought up net rating. What the heck does that mean, net rating? That sounds, first of all, it sounds made up. Second of all, well, you know, the Knicks net rating. Give me a break. If I was in high school and I brought up net rating, I'd get stuffed in a locker. Net rating. What the hell does that mean? Here's what I know. They're playing great defense and great offense. So you could take whatever net rating you want and you know where to stick it because I don't understand what the hell a net rating is anyway. And neither do you when you bring it up. You know that. You net rating people. You just bring it up. Oh, they're net rating. Okay. Whatever. Speaking of the Nets, and I promise this will make sense. I promise. Because as you know, the coalition of Knick haters, led by my dear friend, the Weasel, Evan Roberts, this is a tough time for him because it's nervous time. This is where the coalition of Knick haters, which of course is guys like Draymond Green, guys like our former boss, Spike Haskin, guys like Barkley, all led by Evan. And there are secret members that are in the media that Evan has told me the names of, which we can't talk about on the air. That's fine. But I know who they are. They're out there in silence, hating on the Knicks, hating on our Knicks, praying for their demise. And this is a rough week for them because 4 wins away from the NBA Finals, and they know there will be no living with us as Knicks fans, and they have to be here. They can't go anywhere, especially if you're in the media. This is not time for vacation. This is time to be here. It is amazing to me that the final sort of resistance for the Knicks making the finals is a team with Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, Jared Allen, and Kenny Atkinson. Like in a bizarro world, this would be the Nets and not the Cavs. This could literally have been the Nets. Can you imagine the Nets and Knicks here, Knicks-Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals? Donovan Mitchell, who could have been a Net, James Harden, who was, Allen, who was, Kenny Atkinson, who got completely hosed, completely freaking screwed out of a job with the Nets, should have never been fired. He's a really good coach. And he's actually one of the things, if you ask me what scares me about the Cavs, not much. Donovan Mitchell going off for 45 points. He could win you a game, no doubt. And Kenny Atkinson is a damn good coach who got a raw deal here. Those would be the two things. Other than that, James Harden, sports loser. Allen, Mobley, they're not tough. They're soft. The Knicks will have a major advantage in the front court, much like they did against Atlanta. And the Knicks are just, they're just deeper. They're just better. And they have home court. And I believe they have learned from the mistakes of last year. And they're not going to allow what happened game one against Indiana. They're not going to allow history to repeat itself. Even if there's a little bit of rust, it'll last a quarter. And they'll get right back. And I think being at home is more advantageous to them as far as knocking that rust off. If they were in Detroit, Detroit coming off of a, let's say the Pistons blew the Cavs out in Game 7. They, in an alternate universe, they won by 30. The Knicks would then have to go to Detroit for a team that had just won a Game 7. They're in their building. Place is going to be going nuts. I could have seen the Knicks getting off to a bad start there. Now that they're playing the Cavs at home and they don't have to travel and they're sitting cool, calm, relaxed, enjoying this beautiful weather, there won't be any rust. And if there is, it will be minimal and will be knocked off quite quickly. Because the bottom line is they needed some time to get healthy. Even Josh Hart, who was dealing with a little bit of the hand issue that he had a surgery on. And I've always said this about Josh Hart. He's either been cloned by the Knicks, which is certainly possible, or he's the most well-conditioned athlete ever. The guy could play essentially like 40 minutes in a game. He could hurt his hand. He just throws some duct tape on it, and he's right back out there. I'm 40. If I drop the remote, I'm afraid to pick it up and pull a hamstring. And I think I'm more well-conditioned than a lot of people that I know. Not necessarily because I work out, but because I'm a skinny linguine. I'm a lean cuisine. But I'm afraid to bend over sometimes to pick up a remote. I'm like, I might throw my back out. Meanwhile, Josh Hart, whether he's cloned and there's 7 Josh Harts walking around, or he's the most well-conditioned athlete of all time. Either way, Josh Hart is a big part of this team. And really, the Knicks are at their best when all 5 guys in the starting lineup are getting their touches. They're moving the basketball around. Brunson as the closer, but not only the only closer where he's dribbling and everybody's watching him. This team flows better offensively when everybody touches the ball. And good on Karl Anthony Towns. If he did march into Mike Brown's office and say, this team needs to run through me, good on him. We've been waiting for a long time for you to do that. So good on you. If you did, if that's true, if that's report that's out there that he basically marched into Mike Brown's office and said, this offense needs to run through me. Good on him. Because he's 100% correct. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up, this is After Hours, by the way. Coming up, we will shine some light on something that Juan Soto did after the Mets game that's not getting talked enough about. And it shows just the type of teammate that Juan Soto truly is. We'll take your calls on the Knicks. We'll take your calls on the Mets. Yankee fans, look, you're going to be not just fine. Because if I told you you're going to be fine, that comes off almost backhanded. Like, oh, you're going to be fine. Like, if I went into the offices here, the bosses, and they were like, Tommy, don't worry about your next contract. It's going to be fine. I'm like, it's going to be fine. That sounds horrible. Now I really do need to hire Al Dukes as my agent. Especially if the gas keeps going up and the Long Island Railroads are on strike. I'm going to need Al Dukes to go in there and talk to the architect. If he's telling me I'm going to be fine, I don't want to hear fine. Nobody wants to hear fine. You're going to be fine. You go to the doctor and they say, yeah, you'll be fine. That's not good. You want to hear you're going to be great. I'll take good over fine. Being fine is like when your wife texts you back, not okay, you just get the K, then you're screwed. Then you're in big trouble. It can't get more passive aggressive than that. So you don't want to hear fine. So I'm not going to tell you you're fine. I think you're going to be better than fine. I'll explain the positive and negatives for the Yankees, who did have their worst loss of the season on Sunday at the hands of the Mets. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. The phone number to join the conversation, once again, is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
427 here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. You know, there's something that I want to shine a light on here because it wasn't talked about, in my opinion, enough after the game. It wasn't covered enough. And there's been a lot made about Juan Soto. And we know that he is painted in the light of he's a bad dude in terms of being selfish, in terms of being a bad teammate, and he's only money hungry. And the reason he signed with the Mets is because of cash and a suite and this idea that his mom wants to go shopping with Steve Cohen's wife at Bloomingdale's, and that's the reason that they signed with the Mets. All this nonsense. this witch hunt that's been out there by the losing side that makes you feel like Juan Soto is only in it for himself. And Juan Soto's a bad teammate. Remember the whole thing when he was on the IL and they asked if he talked to his teammates when he was hurt? That whole big fiasco? Everybody wants to kind of turn Juan Soto into the villain, which I think to a degree he embraces. And certainly this weekend at Citi Field, which there was certainly Yankee fans there, and the mixed reactions, but loud reactions. He gets a response. As Reggie Jackson says, you don't boo the bad players. So he's quite polarizing and a lightning rod. But Juan Soto said something going into this series, which is something that I've been saying for years about Juan Soto since he signed with the Mets, and that is he believed in the future of this franchise. And he himself backed up what I've been saying for years, because he talked about one of the reasons why he signed with the Mets is because of their farm system, because of their future. And you're seeing that future now with Ewing, who has been not only a good luck charm, but he's been playing his ass off ever since he came up here. The patience at the plate, the ability to pop a home run, but also to steal bases, the triple, even the little things like the bunt in the 10th inning in Sunday's win. The speed, the fundamentals, the poise, the swagger. A.J. Ewing has all that stuff in spades. Benj, who has been their best hitter for a month, and even with a couple of drop pop-ups, he has made circus catch after circus catch, highlight reel catch after highlight reel catch. In my book, those offset each other. And I'd like to think, going forward, he's not going to drop fly balls. I would certainly think that as a outfielder in the big leagues, he will catch the ball when it's hit to him. But he has made some this year that are remarkable that most outfielders wouldn't have even gotten to. So those cancel each other out. And they ended up winning the game anyway. In fact, the Mets dropped two fly balls. One, Bichette, he should have been called off by Taylor. The other by Benj. The Mets won both of those games, which just shows you that the tide is turning, which just shows you that momentum is on their side. And whether it was Taylor hitting the home run on a pitch that Bednar hung, but if the Mets were struggling, if this was last month, Taylor would have fouled that ball off. He wouldn't have hit a home run. But on Sunday, he did. And after being 0-91... the Mets, 0-91 in their last 91 attempts, trailing going into the ninth inning. They finally broke through. Led by the home run by Tyrone Taylor off Bednar. And then in the 10th inning, Devin Williams, and you know, both fan bases, both were waiting for him to fall flat on his face so that they could pick the bones. Devin Williams wasn't having that. In fact, Devin Williams was on the mound the last time the Mets were trailing going into a ninth inning, and they ended up winning the game. A game that none of us will ever forget. So it was a full circle moment. And the excitement after that double play, not only by Williams, but by Vientos, shows you that these players have not quit. They have not given up. They don't think the season's over. They think they can turn things around. And look at where they're at. A 5-1 homestand, 10-5 in May, a top 5 record in May of any team in baseball. A series victory over the Yankees. And their best win of the season. Carson Benj, after the Yankees went with a 5-man infield, which was very bizarre. I mean, it was like softball. I was like, why don't you put the keg behind second base? Where's the clown's mouth? Why don't you put him in left field? Like, I was so rooting for a fly ball to either left or right when they didn't have a left fielder or when they didn't have a right fielder. I just wanted to see a fly ball to an outfielder that doesn't exist. And it would just drop on the ground. really because I wanted to hear 16 hours of Yankee fans going, why didn't they have a left fielder? Fire his Boone. You know, it's ridiculous. Five infielders, and they still ran into each other. Gee, I wonder why. Because there was five of them in the infield. It was too crowded. But after all that, the walk-off win, and I don't think they called it a hit by Benj, which is ridiculous. I'm not for the scoring. I don't care that much, but it is nonsense that it wasn't a hit. I mean, he hit the ball, a run scored, he wasn't thrown out. It's a game-winning hit. I think they called it a game-winning, a fielder's a choice, so who cares? But can you call it a hit? So you could just say he had a game-winning hit, but whatever. We all know what it was. After that moment, and Benj plays hero again, as he's been their best hitter for a month, the team celebrated. And Juan Soto went onto that field with his teammates with a huge smile on his face. A lot of smiling going on with the Mets lately. And with that huge smile, picked up Carson Benj, big bear hug, and he embraced his teammate. He didn't sing Kumbaya with Aaron Judge after the game. He didn't go out for a cappuccino with Ben Rice after the game. He didn't tell campfire stories with his former teammates after the game. What Juan Soto did, after the best win of the year, he embraced his young teammate, and he showed you everything you need to know about this guy. That he does love being here. That he does love his teammates. That he is a good teammate. And he leads by example, but that he is very much into this and into this run that this team is on. So this witch hunt, which is still going on, this picture that everybody wants to paint, that he is selfish, bad guy, bad teammate, only cares about the money, the sweet. Steve Cohen's wife and Soto's mom going to Macy's and just shopping every Saturday. That's the reason they're here. I saw something very different on Sunday. And the youth and the injection of that youth that Ewing and Benj have provided have sparked this team. Now, they haven't dug themselves out of the hole yet. There's still a long way to go. They still have a mountain to climb here. But you chip away. You can't have what happened in April and then think you're going to overturn that and fix that in 1 week, in one homestand, in a half a month. It's just not going to happen. You chip away, you chip away, you win a series here, you win a series there, you stack series wins until you get that 7-8 game winning streak. And then all of a sudden you look up and this team is over 500. I said Memorial Day weekend is always a good benchmark. It's always a good checkpoint to kind of see where the team is at. And that had to do with not only the performances here, but Mendy's job security, Carlos Mendoza's job security. I told you the Mets would be patient. They're clearly being even more patient than I even projected them to be, as they have countless times been, especially Stearns, have been publicly endorsing Carlos Mendoza. The best players on the team have publicly endorsed Carlos Mendoza. But I told you all along, Memorial Day weekend, for me, is when I would start to look and see, all right, where is this team at? Well, it's not Memorial Day weekend yet, but we're getting pretty damn close. And the team is 10-5 in May. They had a 5-1 homestand. They just had their best win of the year. The first time in 91 tries, they won a game when they were trailing in the ninth. A game that looked lost was found. An emphatic, electric, exciting victory, which could be that spark. The spark that I've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks. This team just needs one. All they need is one. One win, whether it be a come-from-behind victory like this, or maybe it's a 15-1 victory, something to jumpstart this team and turn things around. I've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks. This team needs a spark. Just one. And what they got on Sunday could be that. The momentum seems to be favoring them right now. And that's why it was this series for the Mets was critical. For the Yankees, look, they're going to win 90-something games. They're going to get to October. Do they have warts, for sure. They have about four or five guys in the lineup that can't hit. Their bullpen stinks. But they can get by and thrive with what they have in terms of Schlittler, in terms of Judge, in terms of Rice, in terms of Bellinger, in terms of Stanton when he gets back, in terms of Cole when he gets back. I think Jazz Chisholm will ultimately hit. Wells, I would get rid of. He sucks. But McMahon's pretty much useless as a starter as well, although he does have a purpose on this team, I think, as a bench player, as a guy that can give you defense late in games. Maybe you put him up there at a plate late in the game, pop a home run. If it was me, I would move Rice to catcher. I would have Goldschmidt be the first baseman. He crushes lefties. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. He'll give you a professional at bat. And if you don't want him to start every single day, all right, then find another lefty, or find a lefty first baseman, I should say, and you can platoon him with Goldschmidt and let Rice be the catcher, because Wells is just, he can't hit at all. And when you have several guys in this lineup that are on the interstate, you got to do something to shake things up. The bullpen is a mess. Bednar, I would be stunned if he's closing games in the second half of the year. I am losing confidence in him, and I was a Bednar guy, but he just lives too dangerously. The good news is, the great news is, the Yankees are going to win 90-something games. If Tampa comes back down to earth a little bit and the Yankees play well against them heads up, the Yankees will win the division, unless you believe Toronto is going to wake up, and you'll see them this week in a, I think it's a four-game series here at Yankee Stadium. And Toronto is certainly capable of that. I mean, they were multiple times, they had the Dodgers on the ropes last year in the World Series, so they certainly have the talent, that's for sure. But they got off to a brutal start. But even they are climbing out of it. Were they 500, so they're not far off. But this series mattered more to the Mets because of the state that their team is in, especially coming off of the April that they came off of. Like, they have less margin for error. Like, the Yankees can go into a little bit of a swoon like they do every year under Boone. And normally it's June, but maybe this year it's in May. Or they got their June swoon started a little bit earlier. Now, considering the start that they got off to and the historical start, especially in pitching and all that, perhaps they've given themselves enough room where they could start their swoon a little bit earlier. Maybe it'll end a little bit earlier. But either way, we know all roads lead to October, and the Yankees are going to be there. But they got to improve their bullpen, and they cannot have this type of bottom of the order. You can't just rely on three hitters and hope Stanton comes back and is healthy. There's no given for that one, or that he stays healthy. That lineup needs to be deeper. They can't have Grisham doing what he's doing. They can't have Jazz doing what he's doing. He had a nice weekend, but he's not been hitting. I expect him to hit, but still, he's not hitting this year. Wells, McMahon, Caballero will give you a lift when he comes back. Volpe had a nice weekend, to be fair, although it didn't end well. But ultimately, if Volpe plays day in and day out, we know how that's going to end. But he won't play, because Caballero is going to come back and be the shortstop. It was the best win of the year for the Mets. It was the worst loss of the year for the Yankees. But it mattered more to the Mets to get that win, to get this series win, to keep the momentum going that they have, to try to dig out of the hole that they dug in April, where the Yankees have created, in a weak American League, and the Yankees just win regular season games. They know how to navigate the waters of the regular season better than anybody. So I expect them to win 90 to 95 games and be there in October. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. We will wrap up with your calls, some final thoughts on the Subway Series on the Knicks as we look ahead to Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. That will be tomorrow night, Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. If you want to join the conversation, you still have 15 minutes to get involved. It's 888-808-1019. It's Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4:49 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie. Final segment here on After Hours before the warm-up show with Al and Jerry come your way at 5 a.m. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Few things that I want to hit on before I get out of here. So that'll be the Fan Focus. Number one, the PGA Championship needs to go back to, it can't be in May. I know it doesn't work in August either. It's the fourth major by a lot. I think the Players' Championship is probably overtaken. It's always kind of been the fifth major. Now I feel like it's the fourth major. I mean, the PGA is just not, it should definitely not be right after the Masters. The U.S. Open needs to be the second major. That's the way it should be on the calendar. And I get it, August, people are getting ready to go back to school, football's in the air, and it gets lost. But it is what it is. Like, there was no buzz around it this weekend. And I don't know if it's because it had to do with the Subway Series or the basketball playoffs, but to me it got very little attention. It had very little buzz, and it is the fourth major. In some ways, it's like the fifth, if you want to put the Players' Championship. Even like the Waste Management. Like, there are lesser tournaments that I think have a little bit more buzz than this one. I wasn't into it at all. I kept forgetting it existed. where I would never be like that for the Masters or the U.S. Open, that's for sure. Now, the Open, which used to be the British Open, they play that too early, especially now at after hours. I'm not getting up at 7 in the morning to watch people play golf in 45-degree weather. That I'm not doing. But I've always kind of been that way. When it was the British, when they used to call it that, now it's the Open. It's just played way too early. But the U.S. Open should be the second major every year. Masters, U.S. Open. Those are the two headliners. Those should be the two majors that kick off the major season. So that's number one. Number two, I know a lot of people watched. I certainly did. Not the whole card, but I caught the tail end of the MMA Netflix, the Jake Paul event on Saturday night, headlined by Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano. And I know a lot of people that, you know, spoiler alert, if you didn't watch it at this point, what can I tell you? There were a lot of people that I was watching online or checked online, and people thought it was fixed. It's like, it's not fixed. Gina Carano is in her mid-40s. She hasn't fought in 20 years. Ronda Rousey is one of the greatest of all time. She's a major submission specialist. Most of the women that she beat in her career, she would have them submit within 15 to 20 seconds. So that's exactly what happened here. If anything, if it was fixed, they would have had a longer fight. They wouldn't have went 15 to 20 seconds. Then Ronda's been very clear this is going to be it for her. Who knows? And could this compete with the UFC? Probably not. But I'm sure it was a major success. There were a lot of names that if you are a... And I'm a casual MMA fan. I'm more of a wrestling fan, as you know. But I'm casual MMA. Certainly when it comes to the big, big stars. I mean, Jon Jones was on the show, not literally fighting, but he was talking about fighting Francis Ngannou at some point. We'll see. Jones obviously under contract with UFC. But overall, in terms of people being interested in the fight, I think it had a lot of interest. And what are you expecting from those? That if, when you buy a ticket, or in this case, if you had Netflix or signed up for Netflix, when you are watching a Ronda Rousey fight, you watch it for her to submit somebody in 20 seconds. And that's exactly what happened. And Gina Carano hasn't fought in 20 years. She lost like 100 pounds for this fight in 2 years. And she's in her mid-40s. And she's more of a striker anyway, so it was a mismatch in terms of that, or not exactly the right opponent for her. But I was into it. I was watching on Saturday night. For the big stuff, for the big boxing matches, like to me, I will always watch a boxing match. Like I would pick boxing over MMA. You just don't get those. We haven't had one in a minute for the boxing, that's for sure. Now, as far as the Mets, one of the things that, by the way, was, now I know what I want to talk about. Bruce is still, enough. I mean, was Bruce at MSG last night? And this is why I talked about this. Somebody, I might have to move to New Jersey. Someone else has to carry the mantle here for New Jersey. How many, does Bruce Springsteen have to be the guy for New Jersey? How many more years does this guy have to put in? How many more decades does this guy have to do? How many times do you have to sing Thunder Road? He was at the Garden last night. Not sure how anybody got there from Long Island. I guess they walked because there's no trains, but apparently he was at MSG. I took a call from somebody the other week that said he was at UBS. Nothing against Bruce. He shouldn't have to carry this state on his back forever. Can someone else step in here? That's why I might consider moving to New Jersey. Because let's be real. You know, I'm a generational talent, future of the business. And if I can be a feather in the cap of New Jersey, I think that would be something that... And I've thrown this out there before. I haven't heard back from anybody from New Jersey. So apparently they haven't heard of me yet. But they will. Because I just... But it's more for Bruce. Because Bruce could use a... And how about Paul McCartney? 83 years old doing SNL. Howie Rose told a story because I was watching the Mets. I was listening to them just in and out. Sometimes I was watching, sometimes I was listening on the radio. Howie Rose said he met Paul McCartney last night at SNL, the after party or whatever. Has McGlagigal met Paul McCartney yet? I feel like we got to set that up. Is Ringo still with... I forgot now. My mom's a huge Beatle. Everybody loves Paul. I mean, Paul's everybody's favorite. So it's one of those things where it's like, if I grew up in that era, I would just like someone other than Paul just to be different? Because I feel like it's all Paul. Especially, I mean, listen, Paul's now had a huge, and he's still letting it rip here in his 80s. And I guess Will Ferrell hosted SNL for the 7th billionth time, and I love Will Ferrell, so that's not really a shot at him. And it was the series season finale. I didn't know they had seasons on SNL. That tells you how far off I've been from watching SNL. I thought they just had an episode every single week. They take an off season on SNL? Don't they only work once a week? I know they do a lot going into the show, but still. Now, as far as the Mets, before we get out of here. One of the things that's been most impressive about this team in this 10-5 May that they're on. One of the most impressive things that has been apparent in this homestand, in this 5-1 homestand, and one of the hallmarks of a good, if not great team, is the ability to win when you are losing, when you are down a couple of runs, when you have come from behind victories. Something that the Mets didn't always have last year, but that has been a staple in this run that they're on right now. In this successful May that they're on. And it really starts with Benj and Ewing. The baby Mets, whatever you want to call them. These two kids. They have created this environment here, which is the comeback kids. That's what the Mets are right now. Led by Ewing. Led by Benj. The Mets are the comeback kids. And even though they were 0-91, 0 for their last 91, trailing going into the ninth inning, that streak broke on Sunday. And I don't think it's any coincidence that it happened to be a couple days after A.J. Ewing was called up here, who's been like a good luck charm. Benj has been their best hitter over the last month, got the game winner on Sunday. He's been terrific. But these two kids have created this environment that the Mets are now the comeback kids. And they're never out of it. And you got to chip away. It's not going to be done overnight. What happened in April was a hole that was dug pretty deep. But there's plenty of time. And if the Mets continue to be the comeback kids, if they continue to show fight, show heart, show guts, like they did over the weekend, like they've done on this homestand, like they've been doing this month. Before you know it, the Mets are going to be in really, really, really good shape. But it's all led by Benj and by Ewing. And that's why they are the comeback kids. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Not sure where I gave you the number there. I just do it all the time. I wake up in the middle of sleep now and I just give out the phone number. I brush my teeth, I'll give out the phone number. It's just what you do. You become that as a sports talk radio host. You just give out the number. People are like, why is this guy talking to himself? He's walking around the middle of the street, and who cares about this phone number? You know how many people that don't even listen to this radio station know the phone number by now? Because I just walk around giving out the phone number. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Fleegs. My thanks to all the callers, all the listeners. Al and Jerry, they come your way next. And don't worry, it's only an hour, and most days it doesn't suck. We will talk to you later on this evening. The Yankees are playing, so I'm on, figure 10:30. So we'll have plenty to discuss. Mets, Yankees, game one of the Western Conference Finals, and we will be previewing Knicks-Cavs, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll talk to you then on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the man. WFAN, New York.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.